This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Irving with 3 seconds. Shake and bake behind the back. Drives inside. Falling away at the buzzer. Kyrie Irving nails it. Such a difficult shot. Made look easy. And Dallas has a 9-point lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We got a short show leading into Rangers Tigers. 11:30 pregame, 12:10 first pitch right here on 105 through the Fan. Here's how I'm going to make it up to people.
Talking slower so that we get less content into the short show.
It is also It is also National Crawfish Day with Shell Shack. So the G-Bag Nation this afternoon, they'll be at the Shell Shack off of Knox Henderson.
Oh,
23-26 Knox Henderson, or excuse me, North Henderson, right after Rangers baseball.
I'll tell you this, when it comes to Shell Shack, walking into that place, you can just smell the seasoning, and it is wonderful. And then you walk out, and as you're driving in the car, like maybe you go to itch your nose just a little bit, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's still there. And then you want to eat your fingertips because it just smells and tastes so good. Go see G-Bag because you love G-Bag.
So you smell your fingers after?
Yeah, absolutely. Go see G-Bag because it's G-Bag. Go to Shell Shack because their food is fantastic, and you can definitely smell it on yourself.
What the hell? You were going so well, and then you're like, I got nothing to finish this
up. I have lots of things.
All right. You know what else is fantastic? Derek Lively. He's back, it looks like. All right. He fully participated in practice yesterday. And Jason Kidd said Lively looked good despite the long layoff. And then, you know, when I say the long layoff because of injury, the other thing you have to factor in just from a mental standpoint is also his mom died.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's a whole nother other level. I'm going to stick with that, that you have to come back with. And Jason Kidd said one of the big things is today is an off day for the Mavericks. And seeing how he responds physically from this. And so if he looks good physically or he says he feels good physically, man, you're full steam ahead going into the playoffs. And this team, this Mavericks team has looked really good. This Mavericks team with Derek Lively, that's the team that you put forth and you're like, oh, I think we could do something big.
I have a lot of thoughts on Derek Lively. Like there's one point that I'm like, dude, I want you to grow up real fast. Yeah. And I want you to, whatever pain you're dealing with in your knee, it's a sprained knee. All that is inflammation that needs to go away. So get out there and play, baby. You know, like there's part of me that wants that. But also the other part of me, you just said it, that is the team you want to deploy. That's the team I want to deploy in round two and round three in the finals also. So I don't know that I'm having to push him now to get him out on the court if I think I can get through this Clippers team, or maybe even wait even another, because this is a long series. Wait a little bit deeper into the series before I have to get Lively out on the court.
The great thing is, though, I don't think it is a push. I hear you, and I agree with that. But the great thing is, your series starts this weekend, and he was practicing yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, that's still a long time. And if he responds well today, I like that you're like, he's fine.
I was just watching, like, a video of him walking around shooting, and he... It wasn't that he was hampered by it or anything. He just didn't look like he was moving at a pace that he was extremely comfortable. He was like, you know, when you're still trying to make sure you trust it. And so that's what I'm kind of going with this on is if he doesn't trust it, I still want him to grow up, right? I want him to grow up and get out there and do it because you have, man, these guys played through some stuff. We talk about the football players that played through things that you just can't imagine. I mean, Dak tried to play through a cramp one time whenever his ankle, that was what Romo said, Kevin.
Tony Romo's inaccurate about that.
But that was like, these guys played through some stuff and you have to do that to go to that place. So but I will say this, Kevin, the thing that I loved hearing the most yesterday is when they asked Luka the difference between this time and the previous time against the Lakers, we got Kai.
Yeah.
That line right there, that thing, no matter if we have Lively available, you still have Gafford. You're going to have to roll out some weird minutes with Powell, you know, being unproductive but out there, and you're going to have to do that. But he said, we got Kai. And that means I don't have to do everything. That's what Luka's saying. I don't have to be the guy. I can go out there. I can give everything I got for a little bit. He can do his thing for a little bit. And we're going to go back and forth. But the most important part of that is we're setting up all these guys for the best shots. And if they're not making them, then we're going to have to eat together. If they're not making them and it's just me, then I'm all by myself on this. It's hard to pull a team like that. But I got Kai right next to me. His trust in his team, that teammate right there, who's helped him grow into a leader, is something that Luka desperately needed in this year of growth for him and desperately needs to get to the place he wants to be.
Let's talk about Kyrie Irving then. I'm glad that you brought that up. Kyrie Irving, I saw a prediction. I think it was from ESPN. I apologize for improper credit if that is wrong. Kyrie Irving will have his best postseason since the Cleveland days. That's the prediction going into it.
I like it.
Now, admittedly, Kyrie Irving is held to an exceedingly higher standard than most NBA players.
Because he went to Duke, right?
I mean, Andy, because he's really good.
Like, look at the Zion standard.
You know, we'll get to that in a
and
second.
And the Tatum standard.
And he did look awesome yesterday. Kyrie didn't perform up to his standards in the playoffs with the Celtics and the Nets, I would argue, averaging 22 points a game on 43% shooting. So that's below his levels. But take a look back. I know it's been a while, but just take a look at what he was doing when they were winning championships. 27 points a game in that NBA Finals against the Warriors, the one that they won. And also shot 40.5% from three while averaging that many points. This, and Kyrie has been playing unbelievable. He's been healthy. So I think it's easy to have a ton of optimism. Now that not only have Kyrie and Luka both been mostly healthy, they found a way that, like, this is how our basketball is great together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that feels like all the momentum in the world going into the playoffs.
Yeah, that was, you know, something that Chuck Cooperstein was on with Sean and RJ and Bobby this morning. And
did he call Mike an idiot?
He didn't say it. Man, I wish we had that cut right now because they were asking, hey, you know, I think it was Sean that asked the question. A lot of people around here wanted Jason Kidd on a platter because they weren't playing well. And that ultimately, that's kind of what happens, Kevin, is once you look around at everything, you're like, well, that piece isn't going anywhere. That piece isn't going anywhere. What's replaceable? The coach. Like, the coach is always replaceable, especially when you have a star and an owner that's not going anywhere. And so Jason Kidd became the logical one. He doesn't call timeouts. He's not a great strategist.
Right.
Still some of the same problems. And Chuck Cooperstein basically was like, hey, you know, people that thought that are idiots because they don't know the constraints the coach was under in order to. He has a team now. He has players. He has length. He has long, strong players that he didn't have before. He has athleticism. But he did mention that part of Luka and Kyrie finding that healthy balance of you go, I go, but also incorporating the team, making smart plays. You go, I go is bad basketball.
Yeah.
If it's just two guys that are ball dominant that don't pass, that they're just scorers. But what you have in Luka and Kyrie is two guys who are ball dominant that can also feed the rest of the team very well. And that's where that healthy balance is. And Kevin, I don't know. Maybe it's just their basketball IQ is so high that's why. Because their healthy balance of I know exactly when I've had enough. I know exactly when my team needs more. It's really interesting to watch for me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I know at least one of these games will probably agitate some people, but we have the schedule for the first four games of Clippers-Mavs. It gets going 2:30 on Sunday. All right? Great. Game two is at 9 p.m. on Tuesday.
It's tough.
The 23rd.
I like to go to bed at 9.
I know. I figured that's going to be the game that people won't like. You understand with the West Coast constraints. And by the way, they haven't announced Game 5 or the specifics for Game 5, which will be Wednesday, May the 1st. But if it gets to a Game 5, I would be willing to wager that is going to be another late game as well. For the rest of, for the games in Dallas, Friday the 26th at 7 p.m. and then Sunday the 28th at 2:30 p.m. So really only one outlier in that group of four that I understand people are going to complain about the time start.
Okay, not just the times, but Coop didn't like the layout of the schedule.
The Sunday to Tuesday?
The Sunday to Tuesday, and then the Friday to Sunday. He wasn't in love with that, but in my mind, because he thought Sunday to Wednesday would be the better option for the Mavs.
The good thing for that first Sunday to Tuesday is it's an afternoon game, I guess a late game. So I get it on Friday to Sunday where it's a night game versus an afternoon game. That's a quicker turnaround.
But my feeling on that is the Mavs are younger and bouncier, and the Clippers have a lot of old players that are probably going to need that recovery time more than the Mavs, especially Kawhi.
That is
like, I know Kawhi can show up and clamp down and be the greatest player in a series anytime, but man, that dude, whenever it's injury time, he shuts down completely. He's like, why would I go out there and play if I'm hurt? It's stupid.
What I really like if he started like regulating his body now because he got the last Olympic spot. So he's like, oh,
gotta prepare.
I gotta play even more basketball. I need to slow it down just a little bit.
Oh, we have so much basketball in these legs.
Exactly. Now, Corey, I know last night what caught your attention. I don't know how much you cared about Kings and Warriors because that started to get out of hand in the second half. And I don't know. The Warriors kind of look like that's a wrap.
Sorry. Peyton just sent me the clip of Chuck Cooperstein. He said, here's your cut of Chuck Cooperstein and sent me a picture
of him.
Of Chuck Cooperstein instead of the cut that I needed there. But thank you, Peyton. I really appreciate that.
He might be the only person I know that can troll for troll with you.
He's doing a good job. I'm proud of him.
Lakers beat the Pelicans. So now you're going to get Pelicans and Kings on Friday to determine the 8 seed. It also gives you Lakers. Nuggets in the playoffs, which people are excited about. I know the Lakers won. Can't take that away from them. Do you think if Zion stays on the court, they win that game? Or maybe Brandon Ingram gets on the
absolutely.
Court.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, that too. Brent, where are you, Brandon Ingram? Somebody put that man on the court to score. You couldn't stop Zion last night. He was getting two every time he wanted it.
40 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists.
Anthony Davis didn't know when to jump off to defend him. He was like, okay, he's coming to the lane. I will jump. My timing is I will jump now. And it's a second too late because Zion's already jumped in the air. He's way above you, and he's at the basket putting it in by the time you think your timing should set up for that. He was unstoppable last night. It was so much fun to watch him. And then late in the game, Kevin, yeah, that's when I was like, this is the crunch time that you need him the most out there. And he wasn't available, and they didn't have the same offensive options to go to.
I haven't heard a definitive update to the leg injury this morning. And I think Willie Green said they're going to get imaging today. So I haven't heard anything about that yet, because you get another shot against the Kings. You win that game against the Kings, you're back in the playoffs, and maybe you like that matchup better. I don't know if they would like that matchup better or not, but you'd love to see Zion, who's had, he played 70 games this year, which that did not seem possible for several years, and he's played really well. You would love to see him in the playoffs.
I was not rooting. So a lot of people root against LeBron. I'm not rooting against LeBron in last night's game. I was rooting for New Orleans, and I like, you know how much I've liked Brandon Ingram for a while. I was rooting for him, and I was rooting for Zion to finally break through, because what has been his big problem, injuries probably the entire time, I was excited for that opportunity to break through, because we all see, not only an athletic, he's LeBron James when LeBron James was at his peak. Big, strong, fast, explosive. But he just, injuries are continuing to be, you know, those little problems for him.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.